U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was in Albany Wednesday, doubling down her push to pass legislation that she claims would bolster the manufacturing industry across upstate New York by creating a permanent program designating manufacturing communities. The senator has been trying to get the Made in America Manufacturing Communities Act passed, a designation she argues would move the Albany area and several other regions of the state to the head of the line for federal economic development funding, specifically for investing in manufacturing.
We have one of the most diverse and talented workforces in the entire country, and we have some amazing schools locally that support manufacturing through engineering, research and development. And so we are truly perfectly suited for a manufacturing boom.
Gillibrand told officials and workers at Simmons Machine Tool Corporation that if the measure passes, Albany would be in a competitive position to snare funding.
The more we train workers here, the more we give them the skills they need for 21st century manufacturing jobs, and the more our young people can stay in the Capital Region. So I hope our voices can be heard in Congress and we can pass this legislation before the end of the session.
The bill would make an earlier Obama administration initiative permanent. Gillibrand says there's already $1.3 billion available in federal economic development funding for manufacturing. Manufacturing communities would invest in six areas, including workforce training and retraining, advanced research and infrastructure, and site development. Simmons President and CEO David Davis.
Senator, your act outlines exactly what we have here in this community today. And I have to tell you a little story. The six investment areas we are in total agreement with. That is what is critical to sustaining a manufacturing community.
Simmons was one of many stops as Gillibrand tours New York manufacturing facilities.
Albany and the Capital Region has really made a commitment to workforce development, and our state has made a commitment to high tech. I mean, we have Albany Nanotech, we've got Global Foundries, we've got a huge investment in the tech sector, and it's paying off. And so it is so essential that we have these partnerships with RPI and Hudson Valley and the local high schools to get our workforce just ready and learning what they need to learn to be able to do these jobs when they graduate. And I met a ton of graduates, all from local schools and local programs as I toured the factory. That's a success story.
While the legislation could encourage foreign investment, Gillibrand stressed it is not connected to or dependent upon the hotly debated Trans-Pacific Partnership. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.